how do you frame your act? Is it around a single thing that's been on your mind? You just kind of go with it. What kind of themes do you typically pull on?
For me, it's more so my life, things I go through, as well as things I see. Real observational. So, like, if I see something, I can find the humor pretty much in anything. Then I'll take situations with my life, being a father, my mother, my grandmother, things I've been through, and just tell them on stage.
As you know, today's program, we're talking about mental health, and which, of course, is on the surface not a funny topic. Have you been able to pull that into some of your acts?
Actually, I have. My grandmother is suffering from the early onsets of Alzheimer's as well as dementia. And I preface it every time I'm on stage. I tell people, I know that it's not a funny subject, but you have to hear this story. And the story is about how my grandmother called me, and she told me she thought someone was coming to try to break in her house to have sex with her. And I was like, but who? She was like, you won't believe it. I was like, Grandma, who? Then she told me and said it was Jesse Jackson. So the fact that she told me it was Jesse Jackson, I was like, Grandma, you really couldn't find nobody else with a real job. You know, James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman, somebody else. So going through those things, you know, you see them and you live it, you know, and it's like you find the humor in it. A lot of people, like you said, it's not a funny subject, but sometimes there's humor in things and it lightens the situation in a sense.
Do you ever, you feel like you're walking on eggshells there?
You know what? You are. You really are walking on eggshells with that. It's not so much as joking about it, per se. It's telling people, I've gone through it with a family member, too, or I'm going through it. So a lot of people have family members who are going through it. I'm actually good friends with, here in Chicago, there's the Maybelle Ward Alzheimer's Association, and their founders, Teron Edmonds and his fiancée, Sandra, they do a lot of things in the Chicagoland area. They've even gone down to Springfield, talked to the National Board, things of the sorts. So I'm on board with them because of what I go through with my grandmother. So what I try to get people to understand is you're not alone dealing with this, because when you have a relative with Alzheimer's or even any other type of mental disability, I have an uncle who's grown who is autistic. So you deal with it, and you have to accept that you don't just disown them from being family members. You have to let people know, I know how to handle this just like you do. And as stressful as it can be, we have to make the best out of it with them. Like with my grandmother, when I told her that, it made her laugh, even throughout the situation she was going through. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's finding the lighthearted nature. And it's not just because, you know, there's some people who try to make jokes about it, and they're just so dark and just so crass. But this one, in this case, you're finding the humor in it to make people lighten up a little bit. Like, somebody else goes through this, and they'll tell me about it, and I may be able to relate to it.
Well, it makes me wonder, does comedy know no bounds? Because, you know, you have people joking on racism, or even shortly after Hurricane Katrina, there were comedians down there talking about that. I mean, you know, are there limits to this?
You know what? I would say, unfortunately, there aren't. And the reason being is because stand-up comedy has been considered to be one of the last official forms of free speech. But here's the thing with that. There are boundaries, because there's going to be something that pushes someone's button. Now, granted, we all don't know what it is, but you have to be, as that comic, as that comedian on stage that's conveying, supposed to be laughter, you're supposed to think, okay, if I tell people this, not just will it be funny to me, but is it funny to this crowd that's going to listen? Back a couple years ago, you had the whole Tracy Morgan situation. You do have now the whole with gay rights. You've got a lot of comedians talking about that. I have a great big following in the gay community. I have good gay friends, and I understand what they're going through. Because, you know, a lot of times people try to parallel it to the Black Civil Rights Movement, whatever, and I won't get into all that. But you see what happens, because then you hear about race a lot of times. And it's like, are you just saying this just because you want to express your ideology on it, how you feel, or are you saying things you honestly believe are funny? You know, do you have, in a sense, a mental health issue that needs to be discussed?
Well, what do you think that comedy can do for mental health, whether it's, you know, alleviating some of that tension or even the stigma? Do you see comedy doing something for that?
Definitely. I definitely do. Again, I'm a big advocator. I believe it wholeheartedly that laughter is medicine for the soul and food for the heart. Not only do I you know, sell it on the t-shirts that I sell at shows and also the silicone wristbands. But it's been medically and scientifically proven. You know, we've seen children with autism where they have a loving caregiver, a parent, who can make them laugh, and it changes their whole complexity of their day or however they were going. You have an older family member, just to make them laugh will make them forget whatever they're dealing with at that time. You see what I'm saying? Well, comedy can bring that to a lot of people, and comedy has become, it's so versatile. It definitely can change the world. We just have to be open to it.
Mm. Well, kind of ironically, it seems to keep sanity, you know? I think of, like, doctors and the trauma they see every day and the dark humor that comes out of that. It seems to hold them together at the end of the day.
I definitely agree with that. We go through so much. Again, I'm from Chicago, live on the South Side, which pretty much is almost a demilitarized zone. And with all the stuff, the violence people hear about in the news daily, to be able to go out and laugh at different situations makes me take my mind off what's at home.
Well, Jay, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.